Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 182, episode 1 of The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It is Monday, April 26, 2021. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. We Don't Reveal the Gender. Instead, we choose to go with Tannerite explosions. We don't reveal the gender, but we blew up the box and now the water's toxic. Hey, that is courtesy of Rob Cunningham. You know him as at Math Demigod. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
It's Miles Gray, a.k.a. MF Zoom, a.k.a. is Miles G, the one who put the hot takes in your podcast. Never met a listener that could share me. And that's just a quick reference to Shock G. Rest in peace to Shock G and Black Rob. A lot of rappers passed away the last week, so rest in peace to those
Shock
two.
G passed away?
Yeah, Shock G just passed away.
Damn.
Yeah.
You sounded like Shaq when you did that Shock G. I don't know if that was
I'm just trying to get those. Yes. It's a fine line between Shock G and Shaq G.
Yeah, Shaq G. The one who put the satin on your
if Shaq put the satin 26. On your panties, it'd be like, okay, maybe.
Well, Miles, we are thrilled.
Beyond thrilled.
To be joined. Beyond thrilled.
Nervous.
Giddy to be joined by a legend. He is the hilarious, the talented J.B. Smooth!
Oh, yeah. We're in the building, baby. Look at us, man.
Welcome.
Be peas in a pod up in this motherfucker.
How you liking the pod life, man?
Yo, it's cool, man. We're having a great time. You know, this is treading on new ground for us. But, you know, having done a lot of podcasts, being a guest, sure. is different from, you know, getting your shit right and recording and doing all that. And we record. And my show is a daily show. So, you know, we got a stockpile a bunch of them for the whole year. So,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
And we're far ahead of the game, though. So it's a good thing. And you know what? and I'm trying to better people out there. So this is a great podcast to do. So we're having a great goddamn time. And you know what? I'm helping people, but I'm helping my goddamn self too. Sometimes you gotta help yourself while you're helping other people.
There you go.
You know what I
mean? Yeah.
Like I got a reservoir of give a fuck. You know what I mean? I got a reservoir of give a fucks. So that way I can give a fuck about people.
Plenty.
See?
Right.
See? Yeah. See what I mean?
Wow, you know, you're a rich man because we're living in the age where not many people have fucks to give these days.
People don't have fucks to give. Yeah. I'm giving it away. I have an abundance of it.
Sounds like the inverse to our podcast where it just drains us of life
as
we go through the news.
You got to have some. You got to look in the mirror. You got to look in the mirror every morning, staring at that mirror when you get up in the morning and say, and motivate yourself to give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll talk about your new podcast. May I elaborate a little bit later? But check in on all that.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about. We are going to talk about a dad who says Disney is too woke. We're going to talk about yet another Capitol stormer telling on themselves. We're going to talk about Republican Stan Petty. We'll talk about the Florida couple who planned a wedding at a mansion they did not have the right to be at.
But it was God. But God told them they were supposed to have the wedding there. So you can't count that out.
I mean, back in biblical times, God was telling people, you know, very significant shit. Now God is telling people where to plan their Instagram wedding. We are going to talk about the thing that my AKA was referencing, the gender reveal earthquake. Damn near earthquake that happened, and whether we need another Roaring Twenties, all of that and plenty more. But first, JB, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are, what you're up to, that sort of thing?
You know, I've been doing, I got these two big-ass dogs, man. So, you know, washing a big-ass dog is a chore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, man.
How big are we talking?
I got two Gordon Setters, man. They're both two-year-old siblings. See, here's the thing that they have not developed yet is, maybe it's out there, but I've been Googling and see if they have a power washer for a fucking dog. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Something that can get down, hurt them, but get into the fur and clean it real good from their skin outward and pull all the grime and dirt. Because these dogs run around, they fight all goddamn day, got slobber all over their goddamn neck. Like, anything to think of, these dogs wrestle. They fucking dive in the pool sometimes. I got to tell them to get the fuck out the pool. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
So, and they go behind my trees. Like, I got a row of trees, privacy trees. They go behind the trees and run between the trees and the fence. They squeeze behind there.
Awesome.
They hunt for lizards all day. They love it.
Right.
They love fucking lizards, man. They love them. Like, I love candy fish. They like fucking lizards. They fucking love them. And they just chase lizards all day. Anything that moves, every morning, these fucking crazy ducks land in my pool every morning. And every morning, I open my eyes because I have my little patio door open. I can see the pool when I get up. And the fucking ducks, two or three ducks, it's a family of them. I mean, how many times I say, get the fuck out of my pool, they come back every morning. Like, ducks don't understand profanity or English at all. You know?
Yeah, they don't respond well to
you. You figure by now, they would know, get the fuck out of my pool, because I say it enough times, and I'm sure I'm not the only one in the neighborhood where these fucking dudes are using a landing pad into my damn pool every morning, and my dogs love to chase them. So every morning, I open the door, let the dogs chase them away. It's a game now.
Right.
Animals play games with each other. You know that?
Right.
The ducks are fucking with the dog. The squirrels are fucking with the dogs. The squirrels sit on top of the fence knowing the dogs can't reach them. And their tail is just fucking moving like they're just waving their tail.
You mad.
You can't get this, baby. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got a fucking ladder, a doggy ladder. But I was searching to see if there's any way I can get down without having to scrub. I spent an hour a piece on these dogs washing them. You know? So I was looking for this mobile... several mobile doggy groomers.
Right.
They got a van that's equipped with all the shit they need. You know, they got the water built in already. And they wash your dog for you.
Right.
Wash your dog. Then they do something where for no charge, no extra charge, they do the anal glands or some shit like that. Yeah, I said, what the fuck? I said, what the fuck is that?
Right. Yeah.
You feel me? What the fuck is that?
And why is it free for you?
Yeah, what are you
doing? Hey, the way I see it, if they offer it, it must be something that I'm supposed to be doing when I'm watching my dog. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm, you know, I'm not qualified to do no anal probing and shit. And shit. I'm not qualified for that shit.
It's supposed to be just legendary stink.
Now, that's my second search. So I was like, am I supposed to, I searched Google, am I supposed to check my dog's anal glands? You know what I'm saying? Just make sure. You know, is this something I'm supposed to do while I'm washing them? You know, what the fuck, what is my responsibility to the anal glands of a dog?
Right, as an owner, right.
As an owner. So, but they, they provide that service for you and threw that in there. So I'm guessing that's what they do when it comes to mobile groomer comes. So I'm talking about this.
It's funny that you brought up the pressure washer, because I was just reading a story about there was a self car wash place where the owners are getting mad because someone keeps bringing their horses there.
Oh,
and they're just hitting their horses with the car washer and then just getting out real quick.
If you're further enough back and it's not, you know, the closer you get, the more that's gonna hurt them. If you get far back, now it's gonna spread out. It's gonna spread and get nice.
No, that was the idea. I think the same owner was like, "Yeah, at this distance, I can get all my horses done in about 15 minutes."
Shit.
Wait, one of those like sponge cave things? They were just riding their horse through that?
Yeah, like no. You know how like some of them, like you see them in LA, like it'll be like a concrete stall,
right? Okay, yeah. You just go,
yeah,
self washing, okay,
yeah, self car wash,
yeah. Not a drive, no, not like a ride through.
A drive through.
not a bad fucking idea though. Not a, a horse is a fucking vehicle, so you can't sit there and say a horse is not a vehicle. A horse classifies, that is someone's car. That horse is someone's transportation and their fucking car. So you can't exclude a horse from the equation. That is a vehicle.
And we measure all vehicles in horsepower.
Hey, man.
You know, like they're the original vehicle.
They're the original vehicle. Don't hate on a
landmark
horse
lawsuit.
Hell yeah, man. Landmark.
Yeah. What is something you think is overrated?
Meat. Fucking meat has lost its luster, bro. You know, when you see these animals walking around and kicking it like regular, you see cows and shit in the pasture when you like driving to San Francisco or some shit, you smell them. Have you driven in that little area?
Oh, yeah. That was
stretch. That's like a 10-mile stretch. Yeah. And you're like, fuck me, man. You're sitting there trying to close events. You're trying to do everything you can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that,
you smell them like,
oh my God, these
5 miles
stink
before you see them.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, man, that odor gets into the meat when they're fucking slaughtering these animals. I'm guaranteeing you. There's no way that it's kind of going to a club. You go to a nightclub and you're dancing your fucking ass off, man. But people are smoking in there too. And you're sweating and you get home and your fucking shirt has taken on the essence and the smell of fucking nicotine.
In the nightclub, right?
Oh, fuck yeah. That's exactly what meat does. Meat takes on whatever's around it. It pulls it in and it sucks it up, man. So, yeah, I'm a vegan. I'm a full-time vegan. So, I'm a vegan. Wow. Yeah, I'm a vegan. So,
how long?
For years, though, now I would say this much. 4 years ago, I was not a vegan. I was part-time, full-time. My wife's been vegetarian, vegan forever. Now, I was considering myself part-time vegan, full-time carnivore for like years. You know what I'm saying? For years, I was part-time, full-time. So when I was traveling, I used to go, you know, I used to land on my stand-up tour. I would get to the hotel, drop my bags off, and then I would go find me a Buffalo Wild Wings or some of the, or I would take recommendations for the best wing spots or some shit like that, you know, or the best restaurants or whatever, you know. Yeah. And I would partake in that and judge that shit based on my own taste buds and shit. I would say, this ain't shit, or I'll say, yo, this is bomb. You know what I'm saying?
What's your favorite vegan restaurant in L.A.?
Ooh, man. You know what? I love Craig's, because Craig's is not a vegan restaurant, but I love some of their menu. Now, my favorite, you know, is Sage Vegan Bistro. Mm-hmm. Now, we got a brand new one up here, in the Valley. They got a few of them.
Yeah.
And also, they're attached to Cafe Gratitude. You know, great, great place, man. And actually, we are invested in Sage Vegan Bistro. Amazing, amazing restaurant. If you want some good
full
vegan
disclosure,
food,
okay, let them know.
Great vegan food. You make sure you hit Sage up, man. It's great, man. I love
and
it.
And the ice cream that they have in there too, or the cream that they was it Kind Cream that they
Kind
have?
Cream.
Yeah.
Holy shit, man! Great ice cream. Yeah, man. Meat is overrated at this point, man. Every once in a while, you know, you get a recall on some fucking meat. You hate that shit? You just had a barbecue or some shit.
You're like, wait,
just grilled mad fucking chickens and fucking hamburgers, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, we had a recall on some salmonella poison and some chicken if you bought it from this market. And this is the SKU numbers and shit. And this is the, you know, if you had it for the past few months, you get a date, a range where you're going to fuck your body up. It's a range of this meat, like in between March 12th. And May 1st or some shit like that. You're like, fuck me, man. I just had a barbecue, motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah.
And I had diarrhea after that shit. Fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bad meat will fuck you up, man. And bad meat, here's nothing about badass meat. If you got bad teeth, oh, man. Don't have bad teeth and eat bad meat. That shit don't go together, man. Woo.
Word to the wise.
Yeah, word to the wise,
bad meat and
man.
Bad teeth, no.
Yeah. Do you feel healthier now that you're like a vegan? Like, do you have more energy? What's your review of going vegan?
Oh man, it's health benefits of it. So when I converted to full veganism, what happened was I went to this restaurant, went to Buffalo Wild Wings. I sat there. I ordered my typical 10 teriyaki, 10 barbecue, a bunch of extra carrots, extra fucking celery, extra dipping sauces and shit. You know. And then I sat there. I got through half of that shit. Got through half of it. And I sat there. I just sat there. I was, you know, I go there. I look at my scores. Check the football games out or whatever. And man, halfway through it, man, I was over it, man.
You're done.
I stopped.
Hit a wall.
I spit the rest of it into a napkin. Yeah. You know? And no disrespect to anybody out there who does.
Yeah, of course.
You know? But yeah. I spit it in my napkin.
That's where you were.
Threw it in the plate. Paid my bill. That was the last time I had meat. Last time I had meat.
It was like a spiritual experience. You hit meat rock bottom.
Fuck yeah. Like, I'm from North Carolina, man. I done tried it all, bro. I done had it all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking bear meat, deer meat, squirrel, fucking rabbit. You name it, man. I done
deer
had it, man.
Deer meat's underrated.
Yeah. Yep, hey, I had it all, man. Had all that shit. From being from North Carolina, shit, man.
Yeah, you've been to heights of meat consumption the rest of us can only imagine.
You know what I mean? How many animals they make sausage out of, man? They fucking around make bear sausage, bear meat sausages and shit.
Oh man.
You know, people who know they meat can make anything, any fucking thing out of fucking
meat.
Got
my mouth watering over here.
Yeah, man.
Bear mouth
sausage. See? You know what I mean? But I'm over it, man. I'm fucking over it, man. I'm invested in fucking all the vegan shit. You know, realize this. Suppose the fucking the whole planet of our domestic animals that we fucking partake in meals from just fuck around and get some wild pandemic-y fucking disease that we cannot eat these motherfuckers no more.
Yeah.
The earth runs this shit. Don't get it twisted.
Right.
We fucking this planet up already. You know, we fucking it up. So think about that shit.
There's this book, Spillover, that is all, it was basically completely predicted the pandemic we just lived through. And it's all about what you're talking about, that, like, you know, diseases going from animal to human.
Fuck yeah.
And yeah, I mean, that's
shit. Animals
what
eat,
it is.
Animals eat their own shit sometimes. Animals eat their young. You'd be surprised what the fuck animals do when you really look into it. And guess what the fuck you eating? Shit.
Yeah.
Some wild shit.
What is something you think is underrated?
Shit, I just said it. Vegan restaurants. Vegan fucking food. Man, I ate this product, man, I fucking love called Just Eggs. Motherfucker. If I didn't tell your ass it wasn't fucking eggs, let me tell you something. You'll scramble that shit the fuck up. I won't say a motherfucking thing. I'll make you a goddamn omelet just the way you normally eat your omelets. Put some fucking onions and peppers in that bitch. Season it up with salt and pepper. Throw that shit on a fucking bagel. And one of those everything bagels. I like the fucking everything. Now, that's the shit you want right there. That fucking everything bagel. Everything in that bitch. You eat that motherfucker, that shit does everything. Pay your bills, get you a new lady. The everything bagel is loaded.
Everything bagel
that
is
fucking
so
everything
good.
Bagel. Everything in that motherfucker, man. Everything you need. Apple TVs in that motherfucker. Everything.
Like, the fuck? It broke my wrist. The TV came out.
This everything bagel got it all, boy. Let me tell you something. I love the everything bagel. Now they have the everything bagel fucking seasoning. God.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you if you fuck with that.
How dare you? I put that shit on the ice cream cone. I don't give a fuck. That shit's
no, there is. Have you heard there's ice cream? There's everything bagel,
everything
ice
bagel
cream.
Ice
they got
cream.
So much shit now. It's unbelievable. Have you tried the nacho imitation bacon seasoning?
What?
Oh, mother.
Nacho. Wait, what? What is that?
Nacho.
Mean?
Nacho imitation bacon seasoning. Oh, fuck, it's delicious.
So
man.
It tastes like nachos and bacon? Fuck,
yeah, you sprinkle that shit on an Impossible Burger or some shit like that.
Oh.
Woo! Kiss yeah. my ass, bruh. Woo! I'm telling you, man, I know all the tricks and shit.
I know. When's your fucking cooking show coming out?
I need a cooking show.
You know what I mean? Shit. Wait, where are these networks at? Come get his check real quick.
Hey man. We know, hey, have you guys ever tried banana blossom?
No, I don't think
I have. Banana blossom is a part of the banana tree, right?
Mm.
This shit has the consistency of fucking fish. Season it up, right? And here's the kicker. You get some of that dry seaweed, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wrap it in dry seaweed, and guess what the seaweed does? It gives you the fish taste.
Oh, see? Right, yeah. From the sea, right,
oh,
right, the seaweed
fucking
flavor,
God.
Right.
That seaweed, it smells like fish. You season that shit up like you would normally do seafood and fish. Man, beer batter that motherfucker and deep fry it.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture Woo! Right now. It looks like a straight up, just a plate of fish and chips, like it's cod.
I'm telling you right now, it will blow your mind. And you can make crab cake out of it.
Mm.
Okay. So JB's Vegan Cooking Corner,
hey, man.
Coming this
hey.
Fall.
Yeah,
I'm telling real. You right now, it'll blow your fucking mind. You will thank me later. You'll be like, yo, this is killer. And it's not fish, man.
Oh, I'm going to hold you to
killer.
It.
Hey,
I'm going to hit you up on Twitter. I'm like, I got it, JB.
I told you. Hey, I turn people onto some cool shit, bro. Tell you something. We get it in around. We get it in. And I got my own goddamn garden around here. Feel me? We got this big-ass garden made by this other company named LA Urban Farms. It's the vertical garden, bro. Shit. Little pods and shit. Put little pods in there. And that shit just grow. We grow kale, fucking chard, all out fucking herbs, everything, man. Basils, our fucking green onions, tomatoes, peppers. You name it, man. People come to my house, they go fucking shopping. You know what? And then I personally stole two or three shopping carts from fucking Ralph's and shit. Vons, what one of those places and shit, Whole Foods. I stole some shopping carts and shit, and then I spray painted over the name Whole Foods and shit. So I got three or four of those motherfuckers. Some of my friends come over because I got an overabundance of vegetables now. You know, I got three of them. Each pod holds 28 vegetables. So that's a lot of food. You got to be able to consume all that shit. So I got to call my friends and say, yo, man, come over here and go shopping. You know, I had a little girl part time to do the cash register and shit. So this shit like a real. It's like a
I heard your prices are exorbitant. No,
hey,
prices.
I gotta mark that shit up. I gotta mark that shit up.
You're like, oh, you don't have a bag? Okay, I'll sell you one for $5.
Hey, my shit is beyond organic. My shit organic.
Right.
I don't fuck around with that shit.
Organic.
Just water and sun, right?
Hey, you bring your shopping cart. I got little baskets too. The little basket, little handheld ones. I got those and shit. People just put their little, take their little vegetables and put them in there. I weigh that shit. I charge them. You know what I mean?
Keep money.
That's how you fucking do it. See,
I like it.
I'm thinking. See, I'm damn. I'm not a doomsday prepper, but goddamn it, I'm prepared. Put it like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Shit go down.
You're like, I don't need shit prepper, basically.
You better be that shit. I'm telling you, keep waiting around for these fucking animals to get some bullshit to happen to them. You better stock up on some shit that's easy to get. Fuck around you want to.
I got my eye on crows.
We don't know where none of this shit going at. You know, we might get good. The earth might be giving us a little break. You know, I'm gonna let these motherfuckers think they're in charge. I'm gonna let them think they're in charge, and I'm gonna hit these motherfuckers with something different. Hit them with something fucking different.
We're just in a like abnormally long period between enormous asteroid strikes is basically where we're at now.
We're waiting for this shit to happen. And you better learn how to kill a motherfucking zombie. You better watch Walking Dead or some shit like that.
Right.
You better watch Walking Dead or all those zombie movies. Just binge watch all the zombie movies, get all that fucking knowledge. And you better watch zombie movies and Naked and Afraid. You better watch Naked and Afraid and shit.
Right.
You better watch that shit, man. Fuck around. People are going to be robbing people for clothing because... all this shit. This shit shut the fuck down. I'm telling you, man, you better be careful.
Yeah.
You better be prepared mentally, at least mentally. Start making some stockpiling some shit. Just in case some bullshit go down. You know what I mean? I got my RV. Yeah. Got my fucking RV. I'm an RVer.
Yeah, you were telling us about that nomad land life before.
Fuck yeah.
I got this damn
RV sitting in my driveway, stockpiled, ready to go. If some bullshit go down. See? I'm trying to get my RV. and get my RV guy to come over here and install some machine guns on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
and those gates like right. on the bodegas in New York. Those gates,
oh, the roll gate,
the fucking roll gate. Put that roll gate on the windshield with just enough peekhole if I can see where the fuck I'm driving at. You know what I'm saying?
Like right. Mad Max.
You better think like Mad Max. You goddamn right. You better think like Mad Max. Stop fucking around.
I mean, the water shortage, that's coming next.
People should be writing all this shit down.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Right now.
People better write this shit down and document this shit. I'm saying, I'm telling you. I'm like, JB was right. Give me an RV, stockpile some shit, get an outdoor garden. See? All this shit gonna come in handy, bro.
The smooth plan.
Learn how to make that beer battered fish.
There we go.
You talking about that goddamn beer meat. You talking about fucking beer meat. Your fucking jaws get tired chewing that shit. That shit fucking tough, man. Fucking jaws get muscles and shit. You be like, fuck.
Your head starts to look like Barry Bonds.
Big ass jawbones, jaw muscles and shit.
Chewing bear meat.
Chewing bear meat? That shit like gum. Like meat gum.
That's pretty gross.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about some stories.
Zyte gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back, and let's check in with this self-identified white Christian conservative who also looks like it's like a background character from WALL-E type, just in the context of Disney. That's kind of the vibe he's given off. And he has some thoughts about the wokening of Disney.
He said Disney World has become so woke that he can no longer give his money. He's like, I go on 2 Disney cruises a year. I take annual trips with my family. We spend lots of money in Orlando, but this is too much. I'm just going to read some of the lines he wrote in this op-ed. First, he's talking about the Jungle Cruise. He said, Trader Sam is out because he might offend certain people. Every grown-up in the room realizes that Trader Sam is not a representation of reality and is meant as a funny and silly caricature. It is no more based in racism than every Disney character of an or caricature of an out-of-touch white American dad. So that's his
that's the real victim, I've always said. Out-of-touch white American dads
right.
need a better shake. You know, Mr. Incredible is the real racist caricature.
He said, then he goes talking about Splash Mountain, who we know is about Song of the South, one of the most racist fucking cartoons. Mm-hmm. He says, Disney proclaims that Splash Mountain must change because of its association with the film. Disney owns Splash Mountain, so it can do what it wants. But if Disney screams at the top of its corporate voice, which is pretty loud, that it is changing to appease a certain political point of view, now every time I look at the ride, I'm thinking about politics. Really? Mm-hmm. Really?
Damn, man.
I mean.
Damn shame. Goddamn shame how things start to blur the lines, man. And people don't understand, man. They don't understand trying to make the playing field even on everything, man. They don't understand that shit.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, in that case, when you go to Disney World, you might as well just have everybody when the park is closing and have all the characters wave to you and they all take their fucking mask, their hood, their fucking costumes off right in front of you so you can see who's underneath that motherfucker. You know what I mean? If you're that worried about shit,
right.
You know? Guess exactly. What's gonna happen when that motherfucker takes his fucking top of his head hat off and shit. It's a dude named Tyrone under that motherfucker or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and he's like,
he's not happy about that
if
either.
You're thinking about that kind of shit, imagine these characters are not real. There's motherfuckers inside these costumes. You do know that, right? Who have different races, different beliefs, different everything. So if you keep scratching the surface, you're going to really find out more than you really fucking are trying to find out.
Yeah, so, I think there's parts of that too with like the Jungle Cruise, right? Because there'll be depictions of like Africans and you know, white people on safari, and they're like these robots, and most people are like, "Yo, this is offensive. This is like some dumb regressive shit." And so, like, let's get rid of that. And then this guy's like, "This, but that's not real. So it shouldn't be. People shouldn't be offended because it's not real." It's like that's not the point.
Man, that's not the fucking.
It's
point.
The imagery that is.
And
racist.
Also, they need to get the haircut that I want them to have.
You know, you start complaining about one thing, you start complaining about a lot of things. And it fucking never ends, man.
Yeah. He goes on talking about Pirates of the Caribbean, which, you know, they've changed in the years because their scenes are like the pirates were chasing women around and like harassing them. So they're like, nah, I don't think we don't need to have that. So what he says is now we don't even ride this ride every trip. When my family rides it, it's with all the scenes changed, it takes us out of the illusion because they remind us of reality.
I'm sure that complaint is coming directly from his kids and not at all from his assistant DAS.
Yeah, man. Things have gotten complicated, man. It's, you know, a lot of shit got to go away, but a lot of shit got to come. So there's nothing you can, you know, everything changes, man. This with every day on this fucking planet, shit changes. People's views change. People's wokeness changes. Everything fucking just constantly evolves. You know, the only way you're going to get rid of all the bullshit is everybody who's talking shit and bullshit got to die off. That's what it is. People got to die off, man, and new people got to be created. New thoughts got to be created. But all the motherfuckers here who who causing issues and doing dumb shit gotta die off. You know? Yeah. So we gotta be, we won't, shit, I tell people all the time, you won't see all this shit change in your lifetime. It takes 100 years. It might be 2 generations before you see this whole place fucking change.
Yeah, and I think for this specific version, this person just does not want to be reminded that things are changing.
He don't want to be fucking reminded that shit gonna change.
Yeah, see? Exactly. So he's like, my safe space is to go to Disneyland where I can pretend that white people, you know, their supremacy is not being threatened, and I don't have to be reminded that you changed the ride because it's racist.
You gotta start some goddamn like way. You yeah. gotta start somewhere, goddamn it. And the only way people are gonna all enjoy, you know, this place is a world of fucking wonder. This place you go to enjoy yourself and enjoy it on a, you know, you want everyone to enjoy it. Just because mm-hmm. you don't fucking enjoy it where it is, that excludes everybody else wanting to enjoy it for what it is and why they bring their kids there and why they yeah. want to have a great time doing, you know, enjoying a day there.
Right.
If you sit there and you focus on all that shit.
Yeah, I think that's where that's where they're at.
He is legitimately mad about the haircut thing, right? Because didn't Disney just make it so that people could like
wear their hair however they want to?
Yeah. Wear
you should wear hairstyle. Your fucking hair any way you fucking want. It's fucking hair.
Right.
You should be able to wear that shit how the fuck you want, man.
He's going to take his tourist dollars elsewhere if that's happening at Disney.
Really? When did people start judging your hairstyles?
Oh, man.
That's because that's the only way that they can kind of come sort of take shots at this progress is they don't like to see people of color like getting anything.
Last resort. Like, when you start doing the last resort, that's when you start really reaching too hard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, come on, man. People can wear their fucking hair any way they want to. Some people have, their culture is their culture. That's what this country is. This country is about different cultures and coming together. Why the fuck would you worry about someone's fucking hair? That's not going to affect any, guess what? When you go to fuck home, that's not going to affect anything in your life of someone's fucking hair.
Right, right. You're like, hold on, this light switch isn't working. Oh, it's because that woman
that
had dreadlocks.
Fucking hair, that fucking lady, that fucking dreadlocks. Yep.
Right. Like, come on, fuck.
Come on, man. Yeah. Like, come on. You've been on vacation before. You've seen people with different hairstyles on vacation. Right, why the fuck would you worry about some shit like that, man? What are you doing?
Yeah.
I feel like the conservatives' numbers are running low because, like, they're having to, like, have the one person do both jobs. Because this dude, not only is he the face of complaining about Disney, he was also an assistant DA in Nevada who pushed for the state to carry out an execution. So they're having to get two jobs in the conservative movement. Right.
God, man. You start complaining about something, you start complaining about every fucking thing.
All right. Let's just check in with the dating lives of some of the dudes who stormed the Capitol back at the beginning in January. Yeah.
These stories keep popping up. I'm just curious, how often would any of you brag about open crimes you've done to impress a mate, a potential dating partner?
People fucking do it. Because people are fucking stupid. It happens all the fucking time. You see movies with this shit in there.
Snitching on yourself.
People
right.
do some crazy shit and they gotta fuck. They just can't resist it. They can't fucking resist it. They're trying to impress someone.
Right.
You know, that just shows how their fucking mind works, man. They're nuts. How it happens constantly. And you've seen the results of it, but people don't learn from watching other people. People learn from fucking up themselves on their own. Early. You know, instead of seeing some shit that happened and saying, oh shit, what a dumbass. I'm not gonna do that. But they'll top it. They'll fucking top that shit.
Right.
This is a big issue, man. The storming of that Capitol was fucking huge.
Yeah.
And for you to brag about that shit on a dating app?
This woman, she matched with someone on Tinder, and she let the FBI know. She goes, I think this dude was at the Capitol based on the messages we were sending. The screen cap that she sent, it starts off, clearly she was asking him about the Capitol because it says, the last thing from her says, those weren't answers to my questions. And then this comes along from this man named Robert says, I did storm the Capitol. I made it all the way into Statuary Hall. I did an interview with Robert O'Morrow of the Washington Post. Also did online interview with Jess Brevins of the Wall Street Journal. And she said, we are not a match. He said, I suppose not.
But see, here's what happened. Here's what fucking happened. Right. Somehow, some way, this dude thought ass was on the table. You see? Yes. He thought a piece of ass was on the table. And his judgment got fucked up. And I'm telling you something. If a motherfucker think he gonna get a piece of ass, he thought he was on ass street. I'm telling you.
Right.
And somehow, some way,
this is my style.
He fucked up. And he wasn't on ass street.
Yeah.
You see? A piece of ass would fuck your thinking up and your judgment. He thought somehow this was gonna get him a piece of that ass. And he fucked up.
And he didn't realize, too, once the feds, they said, okay, we'll look into this man. They just searched his name, and they found his Facebook page where he posted literally a photo of him in there saying, I'm fucking inside the Capitol.
It took him on his dating app before all this shit to happen for them to even look at his fucking page. So no one else saw this page? No one saw this existing photo and existing video and page. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, I think nobody was turning them
You
in.
Can't hide shit on the internet, especially on Facebook or the Gram. He has it on there. So she's the first one, because of the dating thing, and she realized he wasn't a match for her. She sprung this shit, and that's impossible. No one else saw his page and saw the video. That shit's crazy.
Probably, all his friends probably think it's cool. Like, I feel like that's what's happening, is that he is around a bunch of dudes who look like him. Where, you know, when you look at the people who stormed the Capitol, there aren't that many women there, surprisingly. Not a ton. I feel like, but these dudes are online in message boards impressing each other with how far they got into the Capitol. And then he steps out onto a dating app, and it's a different story.
Right.
Wow. It's like that dude who the FBI showed up at his house, and he was to find out if he had stormed the Capitol, and he was wearing a shirt that like said, I stormed the Capitol or something.
I still say a piece of ass was somewhere on the table.
Yeah.
He thought that she was saying something else.
Right.
And he thought that shit was going to lead to the missing pieces of the puzzle that's going to create a hookup. Somewhere he thought a hookup was involved with this shit. And maybe it was when there was even in his mind a thought of playing some role play shit involving the whole shit. Some shit like that.
He's like, take this lectern. I'm going to hold this lectern.
He's going to storm that ass. He's going to storm that ass. How about that?
She's like, I dress up as Q Shaman.
I bet somewhere in the typing back and forth.
Scroll up a little bit.
I stormed the Capitol. I would love to storm a piece of that ass. I bet he said that shit to her.
And then it was like, excuse me? What are you talking about? Did you storm the Capitol? And then she said, yeah, answer my questions. Did you storm the Capitol? He's like, yes, I did.
Let's just say.
Yeah.
How do I put this? I stormed the Capitol.
I'll be in your rotunda at a certain point as well, Ma.
All that lingo, that fucking lingo. It was in there. It was in there. Charged. Yep. Yep.
Man.
All right. Let's take another quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
And we're back. So there's a couple that were planning their dream wedding in Florida. They had the venue picked out. They did not let the fact that they had no access to that venue stop them from literally planning their wedding and like going there on the day of.
They did everything. They set up a wedding website. They got motherfucking vendors, you know, to set up for this wedding. Everything. They invitations, all this happening where they said inviting friends and family to celebrate at their dream home and estate. And when you look at the photos, like, it's not, this shit is gigantic. It has a tennis court and bar and pool, all that shit. But unfortunately, even though they did say in their wedding website, they actually said that God had intervened to reunite them after 30 years for Courtney and Shanita to get married at this estate. Except the problem was on wedding day, the owner of the house just saw a bunch of people setting up. And I just want to take it from this call where he calls the police so confused because there's a bunch of vendors and shit trying to set up a wedding at his property.
When the wedding party showed up Saturday morning to set up, the homeowner called 911.
I have people trespassing on my property and they keep harassing me, calling me, and they say they're having a wedding here and it's God's message.
Perturbed and
so they kept telling him. The whole thing was this old man had put this house on the market a few months ago. And this dude came through, saw the house and was like, hey, I think we could have a wedding here and nobody would fucking figure it out.
Hey, man, I say this. Fucking genius. If the shit had worked.
Yeah,
right.
If the shit had worked. Execution. If this shit had worked. This is a story you tell to your motherfucking kids. Let me tell you what we did for our wedding. This is a story of a lifetime if this shit worked. Right. If that motherfucker didn't come back in town and he wasn't there, let me tell you something. And this shit got executed and you made it to your motherfucking honeymoon. And that's a story that people talk about how amazing your fucking wedding was.
Yeah.
Yo, you are legendary. You are fucking legends.
Like, sell
your wedding goes down
story.
As, wow, it's the best wedding I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah.
Right? But in your story, you know what fucking, you know that shit ain't yours. But you, this shit just trumps going to someone motherfucking barbecue and you riding down the street, you see a dope ass cookout and you say, shit, I'm about to pull over, park this motherfucking car, put these fucking flip flops on, and I'm a blend the fuck in. Mm-hmm. I got a case of beer in the trunk. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna carry this case
not
of
coming
beer.
Empty handed.
I'm gonna carry this fucking case of beer in this motherfucking backyard. Put this bitch down. Open it up. So I put these motherfuckers in the cooler, and right. No one's gonna know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
That yeah. See now this shit right here, it's a lot more moving parts.
Yeah.
See, the more moving parts you have, the harder it is to get this shit executed. This right. Is not like going to a motherfucking cookout. I promise you.
No.
There's levels to this shit. But if this fucking dude wasn't home, if he wasn't home, let me tell you something. This shit would have went down in history.
Now, what do you think? What do you think they told their guests though? Because that's the second part. Like, because at a certain point, they'd be like, "Wait, what happened to the wedding?" And it's like, shit.
If I was my wedding invitation, I say, look, I would write down in fine print at the bottom of that motherfucker. don't ask me a motherfucking thing. I would have that right there in tiny writing. Don't ask me a motherfucking thing. Enjoy yourself and mind your motherfucking business.
Yeah, mind your own.
Right there, right at the base, right at the bottom of that fucking invite. Shut the fuck up and enjoy yourself.
It's fun. Shit. It's wild too because like, and they were cool about it. Once the cops came, they're like, "Do you own this place?" They're like, "Nah, but God has willed us to be married here." Amen. And they're like, "Nah, you don't own this, so God ain't willing
shit."
That's
your go-to. That's your go-to. You go to that, that becomes your alibi and your excuse. You know how people use God as an alibi?
Right.
God is everybody's alibi. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You throw that in there, you hoping that this cop is religious and he understands that sometimes right. You're calling, you get a calling sometimes and you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, hey,
you know
what? This
falls under the category that I call when you want to make something happen and you're at the threshold of trying to make something happen, you are subject to what a lot of people in prison are subject to. Fuck it syndrome. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. When you are past logical thinking and you enter the realm of fuck it.
Right.
A lot of people are in jail because of fuck it. Because they were at a threshold and they said, fuck, man. Man, I'm fucking broke. I didn't hit this bank, man. I got this fucking mask. I'm going to go in this fucking bank and make it happen. You have officially crossed the fuck it line. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to lose. Fuck it. These people had nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the shit work, the shit work. If the shit don't work, fuck it, man. Yeah. All he gonna do is say, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck off my property.
And they did. And it was, and all
they,
good.
And that's it.
No
and
citations, that's it. Nothing.
That's They're it. Like, of right, course. We tried. You took a swing at it. Yeah. You took a swing at life. And this shit didn't work.
It was almost like, fucking work. It's like that Embiid half court shot that almost went in. The other
day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's full court.
Or full court, yeah. Exactly. That you're like, fuck, it almost went in.
It was so close.
Almost had the wedding.
But here's what they should have done. The only person they should have let in on everything would have been the officiant or the pastor or whoever they got
right.
running things.
And make it the religion of the homeowner.
Exactly. You say, look, man, we had to make this shit happen. You know, I love this woman. She loves me. We need to make this shit happen today. So I need you to be on the same page as my wife, my future wife, and myself.
Right.
If you see anybody, if you hear police cars, if you see fucking cars rolling up, if you see motherfuckers walking into the backyard 4 or 5 deep in uniforms, or if you see a homeowner come out that fucking back door, you rush that shit fast as you can and say, you may kiss the bride, motherfucker.
Just get it done. Get it done. Yeah.
You just get that shit. Speed the fuck up, man.
Because we're taillights in about 5 minutes.
We're taillights. You speed that shit the fuck up and say, everybody enjoy yourselves.
Right.
And you say, I want you to say this. I want you to say this too. Say, hey, da-da-da-da-da-da. You say, I do. You may kiss the bride. Everybody, we're going to meet at Buffalo Wild Wings or wherever. Right, or wherever you want to fucking meet. So you yell out something so everybody know where the after party is going to be at.
Right.
After party, you know, at our real house.
Right.
Or whatever. At our real house over on Culver Drive.
Right.
Shit.
It feels like something.
Y'all know
where
I live. Y'all know where my other house is at.
You know,
that's where we're going to cook out at my other house.
Yeah.
That's
actually, what the fuck you or my mama's house. Whichever one, whoever
whichever
gets
one.
First. It feels like one of those things, too, where you like. You heard about this happen generations ago. We're like, you know, my uncle did this in the 70s where he saw a house and it feels like that idea tried to be done in 2021. And you're like, yo, technology is so far gone.
There's no way you could just pull up to a big ass mansion like that and just make this thing work. But it feels like it was inspired by a true, like it. Some, they got this idea from somebody.
This is
going to be a good rom-com for sure.
Oh yeah, man, you got it.
A stressful rom-com.
This has worked. People have had full ass parties
right.
in these fucking mansions in Beverly Hills. They have gotten away with this shit. I'm telling you, you can do it. The person, you got to research the person, make sure they're out of the country or somewhere.
Right.
And, you know, but, and you got to, you know, but also everybody's fucking alarm system is hooked to their phone, all the cameras and shit. They can see everything going on through their fucking phone at their house. Right. You got to find some way to conceal that motherfucker.
Yeah. Got to have main, it on loop. Like
speed. You got to do. The camera that's in the back that's aiming towards the yard, you got to get like a fake-ass bird or some shit. So that motherfucker think, oh, it's a fucking bird in front of the camera. Fucking bird. I hate those fucking birds.
Get a bird
you
turn your,
you never think that. You won't think twice.
Yeah.
Fucking birds. Bird. You'll turn your phone off and continue your motherfucking vacation out of town.
Right.
Meanwhile, that bird is concealing that full-ass wetting in that backyard.
Right.
Ooh, that fake-ass bird.
See,
that's all you fucking need, so fake-ass bird.
Just off the strength of this episode right now, we have a vegan cooking show with you, JB, and also JB Wedding Planner. The Wedding Planner show, too. I like Wedding Impossible.
Wedding Impossible. I was going to say that. Wedding Impossible.
Oh, shit. That's the name of the movie right there.
This is about love. This is about fucking love right now. I'm trying to unite people and shit.
Right.
These people want to be together? By any means necessary, they're going to be together.
Fine.
I'm going to make that shit happen.
I'm just thinking of how you... So you have them win a fake contest for like a cruise, and then you just pay for their cruise, maybe? But it's a shitty cruise.
So there is a little money spent up front to get the owners out of the house.
Yeah, to get the owners out.
They win. They fucking win something.
Right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
You got to get them a fuck out of there. Get them the fuck out of there. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Another great thing is this. You hire fake ass, what do you call those guys? Exterminators and shit.
Yes.
You say, this fucking
tent
house.
The house.
This fucking house gotta be. This is, I'm telling you, you tell them that several homeowners in the area, it's an infestation of fucking termites and fucking bugs. And they're all inside your fucking walls. They're in your walls. You wouldn't see them. They're in your walls. They're eating your fucking house away.
So what should I do?
Right.
What do you suggest?
Yeah, here's what we have. A special sale going on at our company.
Uh-huh.
What we're doing is this. You know, for your business and for your referrals to your other friends and anyone who has any problems with insects, we're giving away a free cruise to the Bahamas.
Wow.
To the Bahamas. So
exterminator cruise.
But it's worth it because it's fucking worth it because What is the cost? A wedding costs way more than that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Right.
You can invest, take a portion of your budget and put that shit towards that trip. All expense paid.
Yeah.
You know, take care. You don't worry about it. You got drink tickets. You got all that shit. Enjoy yourself. You come back, you're going to have a fucking home that's safe and fucking insect free.
Boom.
Shit.
Find out what Wash 90s band they're a fan of.
Oh, man.
Yo, it's the 311 cruise.
Oh, right, right.
Enjoy themselves. Enjoy yourself.
I don't remember entering this contest. But
I remember doing it.
They're like, Poison is doing a cruise. Do you want to go see that?
What?
The hair metal
I love Poison.
Yeah, great, man. We got your van right here. Take you to Fort Lauderdale so you can bon voyage it up.
You know, it'd be a dope ass cruise, the Wu-Tang cruise. Oh, that should be.
That would be dope.
The Wu-Tang cruise,
the 36 chambers. Like, I mean, what
you themed, call that? The whole thing is themed out. Oh my god, I would go on that shit.
I mean,
woo, call that shit Wu cruise.
Okay,
come on, man.
Damn,
Wu cruise.
We need
that. That's kind of dope. That's dope. I need that shit in my life. The Wu cruise. Woo-hoo.
But can they get all 9 members to show up at the same time?
That's
the
maybe
hard part.
Maybe if you do that shit in advance and let people know what's coming up, shit.
Right?
This is.
I just don't want Capadonna to step in for somebody who's not there. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like Capadonna, where's you God? I don't see golden arms up here. This is a fucking tragedy, and I want my money back.
All right, real quick, let's check in with another party gone awry, yet another gender reveal that they went ham on some explosives to reveal the gender of a child to the point that the explosion cracked the foundations of their neighbor's house.
Yeah, and people thought it was an earthquake. They used 80 pounds of explosives, of tannerite, which you can buy for like target shooting, but they amassed 80 pounds of that shit and blew it up. And they went to a fucking quarry because they were like, we want to do this responsibly. We want to do it in a rock quarry. And so they blew up the 80 pounds of it, and it shit was falling off people's walls and all this other shit.
Wow.
And to this day, they're like, well, we had permission from the quarry to do it.
Wow.
80 pounds.
80 pounds.
So yeah. they want to do it responsibly, and the 80 pounds of Tannerite is the non-negotiable part. They're just like, we are doing a gender reveal. We do need 80 pounds of Tannerite, obviously.
Damn, 80 pounds.
What happened to
knocking
just
pictures
a
off of people's walls, like clear across town?
Yeah,
what happened to the balloons with the coloring in them?
I don't know.
And the coloring just like pop, and the blue or the pink or whatever.
These things just get more and more dangerous. The two pilots died in Cancun like 2 months ago trying to fly a banner and shit. It starts wildfires. I'm pretty sure, like, how close are we to one of these things going so bad it's like becomes like a mass casualty event?
Everybody wants to top each other. That's what it is. Right. No one's happy with. It's not even about the baby anymore. It's about you doing the greatest gender reveal ever. It's not even about this kid anymore.
Right.
It's not about that kid. It's about you getting hits and people loving what you did. And man, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Y'all, people are nuts, man.
But the fact that 80 pounds,
man,
is just like, come on. Like, I get it. You want a little boom going off and you're trying to be like, well, look, this rock quarry is not going to catch fire, so we could do it here. Mm-hmm. But like, to then go 80 pounds, because someone's going to read this and say, oh, that ain't shit.
that ain't shit. What you just did, bro. That ain't nothing. Watch this.
Yeah.
When you think about like they used to, when like a royal family would like announce that they were having a baby, like, you know, they would blow horns and like throw a big festival and shit. So it kind of makes sense that people, like, that is an urge that's there with people. And it's just like now, because of the wonders of modern capitalism, you can afford to amass 80 pounds of Tannerite. Wow. Do the same thing.
Yeah, next thing you know, someone's literally going to be like, hey, we're going to blow up this Ford Focus.
We're going to blow this bitch up right here.
Right here.
Oh.
In this Target parking lot. Like, what?
It isn't my Ford Focus, but yeah. God told me this Ford Focus needed to go. Right.
Bitch, you got to go.
JB, it's been such a pleasure having you, man. Where can people find you and follow you?
Oh, man, they can find me at Old Snap. Oh, snap. JB Smoove. SMOOVE. Oh, snap. JB Smoove on all platforms, man. You know, check my merch line out, man. We got a bunch of stuff going on, man. We got this amazing, amazing podcast we're working on with Team Coco. May I elaborate, man. Daily wisdom from your man, JB Smoove.
I'm hearing today.
Smack, man. Yeah, man. I over elaborate. I'm an over elaborator. Yeah, man, this is fun stuff, man. And throwing my name in a bunch of different projects right now. I'm in the middle of shooting Kirby Enthusiasm.
Yeah,
season 11, right? 11. We're in the middle of doing that right now, man. But this podcast is really going to be fun, man. You know, what I do is, you know, I take these calendars, man. These, like, you know, a year of gratitude, a year of love, the Zen one.
Oh, yeah,
man.
I take the day calendar.
Yeah, man, I take the day calendar. And I just open them up, man. I read a... I got Miles and I. Miles is my writing partner also.
Okay.
I got Miles Groves. We actually take these amazing positive affirmations, man, and I just take them. And so most people, they don't understand them. They're very confusing. You read some of these things and you don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Or you understand it, but how do you apply it to your life, to your day?
Right.
So what I do is I take them, I flip them, I over explain them to you, and I elaborate on what they really mean. And at the end, I give you a little tidbit of advice. And now that I've over explained it to you, I've over elaborated to you, I reel your ass in, and I find a way to apply it to the listener's life.
Nice.
And this is what I do. I'm gonna do this shit every fucking day. It's gonna be a daily thing.
There it is. Yeah. And starting today, so you can download that right now.
Yeah, go check that shit out.
Go check it out. You will not be disappointed, man. It's so fun, man. And it really is what people need, man, in these times. Is they need a fun way to get their shit right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And to make it easy, because I think a lot of people don't think like it's a thing, something you should invest your time into. Like, what, take care of myself? I'm good. But it's like,
I'm fucking good.
You need to relax. You need to actually be good to yourself.
You better be good to yourself, man.
Yeah. And who better than you, JB, to guide people on that path?
Who better than JB Smooth? Woo! That's right. Come on, man.
Is there a tweet or some of the work of social media you've been enjoying?
No, I'm into right now. You know, I grew up on roller skating. So, man, I just been like watching mad roller skating videos. I fucking love them. And it's making a huge comeback right now. You know, and I was in the roller skating crew. So believe me, I was in the dance crew. You know, I started out as a dancer, man. I was Jay Smooth, and my partner was Jay Groove. It was Groove and Smooth, and we used to dance for rap groups and R&B groups back in the days. And I was in a roller skating crew. We used to carry tools. We used to take our indoor wheels off, put our outdoor wheels on, skate from Mount Vernon all the way down to Gun Hill Road to the Skate Key roller rink. You know, then we would get in there, skate 3 or 4 hours. Right, take our wheels off, take our outdoor wheels off, put our white wheels back on, skate indoor, take our wheels back off, put the outdoor wheels back on, skate to fucking White Castle, get some burgers, and then skate all the way back to Mount Vernon.
And then you just wrecking on out of there.
That's it.
Duck walking on out of there.
That's how we did it, bro. That's how we used to do it. And now that roller skating is making a big comeback, all I do is hit these roller skating videos, man. I fucking love them, man.
Yeah.
You know.
You still roll?
Yeah, man. I put them on once in a while. Hey, I did a video. I had a video up of my birthday. My birthday in December. I put a video up. I did like a little Instagram live, and I actually skated in my living room, man. I was fucking doing it.
Wow.
I don't fuck around.
Okay.
You hear me? I don't fuck around, bro.
That's three shows.
I just love fun videos, man.
Yeah.
Like nice. You know, like my man Tony Baker does a lot of funny videos. You know, I just follow that kind of shit, man. I follow a lot of. But one that made me fucking really laugh, man, was this one right here. Where it was Batman and Robin versus Spider-Man. This shit fucking had me in stitches, man. Yo, this dude is whipping fucking Batman and Robin's ass. He is fucking them. I mean, he's knocking them. He's beating the fuck out of them, man.
So he just showed us a video of...
He's beating the shit out of Batman and Robin. Legit,
they're sparring, but they just got costumes on.
God, he's fucking them up, man.
These are real fades being caught on video.
Yo, they didn't get one punching on this dude.
He got him in a clinch.
Oh, he's fucking them up, man. This shit's hilarious. Robin ain't running around on the edges, getting mopped. Snoop Dogg actually posted that one. Yo, let me tell you something, man. Spider-Man is fucking Batman and Robin ass up, man. Both of them at the same time.
Wow.
Yo, this shit, I could watch this over and over again because this shit is just fucking amazing.
Too much.
Being a Marvel fan, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know how many people have done it, but I'm in both universes, the Marvel universe and the DC universe. The Marvel universe from Spider-Man, Far From Home.
Right.
And I just did the new Spider-Man. And I'm the Frank the Plant in the Harley Quinn. So, you know, the animated series. Hey, man.
You're omnipresent. You know what I mean?
I'm in both goddamn universes, man. I got a foot in both universes.
You like air.
Hell yeah.
All I need now is some fucking powers. If they give me some powers.
Right.
To plan a scam wedding.
Right.
To plan a goddamn wedding. Shit.
And when you exist in both universes, they let you see these fight videos of the different guys beating the shit out of each other.
This is straight up Marvel versus fucking DC.
Yeah, right.
That's so dope.
Fucking A, man. I fucking love that shit. I can watch that over and over again. I say, look at this because
it's like a real sloppy street fight.
It's a real fight, but they're wearing costumes.
I would pay to see this shit over and over again. Different costumes, different fucking heroes.
Right.
That's fucking brawling.
Right.
That's fucking brawling. I'll fucking pay for that shit.
Right.
UFC should do that shit. The UFC should just put a bunch of motherfuckers in costumes and people will fucking love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
all the best fighters in costumes.
Yeah. If you had Spider-Man versus Superman in the octagon, I think that would do numbers.
That would it would do amazing numbers, man. And it will promote DC and Marvel. People would fucking go crazy over that shit. You see their favorite heroes battle it out in the ring?
The new Don King over here. They're like, no, what the people want.
Hey, call me up. Call me Marvel. Right. Call me DC. Let's make this shit happen,
Oscar
man.
Oscar De La Hoya, hit him up.
Oh, my God. Let's promote this shit.
Golden boy.
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you something. Let me do it.
Miles, where can people find you, follow you? What's the tweet you've been enjoying?
Twitter, Instagram, Miles of Gray. Also, the other podcast, 420 Day Fiance, where we're talking 90 Day Fiance.
Woo!
Let's see, some tweets that I like. First one from at Alice Hamilton. She tweets, I think every gender reveal party should kill someone. One in, one out. and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Why not? Wow. Ryan Kennedy at the Ryan K tweeted, like 95% of screenwriting advice on Twitter is like, write a script so incredible that nobody can ignore you. Cool. Thanks. I guess write good hadn't occurred to me in the last 10 years. I'll get right on that. And then last one from Heather Ann Campbell at Heather Campbell tweet. My Donald Duck funnel cake doesn't taste the same ever since I had to accept that racism is real. That old man was feeling.
Oh, man. Kind of what you're feeling.
A tweet I enjoyed, Rachel McCartney tweeted, I'm not homophobic. Some of my best friends are gay, according to me, when we're playing Madden.
I love Madden, man.
Oh, so good. And Brody Gupta tweeted, there should be a garbage disposal in the shower for hair, which would really make my
that would be awesome.
Showering experience less hairy, because my wife sheds like one of your dogs, man. It's just covered. Shit. The walls will be covered sometimes. Oh. Anyways, you can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes.
Love it.
Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you should go check out. Miles, what's the song today?
We're going to do a little, you know, bossa nova, Brazilian feel, start the week off nice and easy. This is from Antonio Carlos Jobim, and it's called Andorinha. And it's, just nice and easy, you know, just starting your week off. Maybe listen to some, listen to our boy JB elaborate, give you some good, good words, and then listen to some good tunes and get your week going.
Love it.
So this is Andorinha.
All right, go check that out. The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for this morning. We're back this afternoon to tell you what's trending. We'll talk to you all then. Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.